how to chant the holy name purely. Actually, you're asking the wrong person, because I am struggling also. Y'all are struggling. But I would say that there are two different things over here. Now, chanting the holy name itself properly and seeing chanting as a part of our relationship with Krishna. No, you know, Hatamal Krishna Maharaj once went to Prabhupada when he was managing for the Juhu temple in India. And he told Prabhupada, they were having a lot of difficulty getting permissions and building the temple over there. He said, Prabhupada, all this building business, all these buildings, it's causing me so much anxiety that it's disturbing my chanting. And Prabhupada told him, it is disturbing my chanting also. He says, shocked, he didn't know what to say. And then Prabhupada said, your anxiety for serving Krishna will take you to Krishna. Your anxiety for serving Krishna will take you to Krishna. That means that, yes, we want to chant wholeheartedly, chant attentively, chant purely, because that is how we are calling to the Lord. That's how we are calling the Lord. But at the same time, we also have a relationship with Krishna. And that relationship with Krishna means that we take up anxiety for Him. Relationship means that we take up responsibility. And every responsibility, to some extent, brings anxiety with it. So, if we are taking up responsibility for Krishna's sake, and sometimes the anxiety caused by the responsibility is what is distracting us from our chanting, we shouldn't think that that is a defect in our bhakti. See, that is actually we are connecting with Krishna deeply. So, chanting, if we think of simply as an isolated activity, how can I pronounce the word clearly? How can I hear the word attentively, hear the sound attentively? If we see that only in those terms, then we are getting a very fragmented understanding of chanting. Yes, those things have to be done properly, pronounce clearly, hear attentively. But we see that chanting is a part of a process of developing a relationship with Krishna. And to the extent we are serving Krishna and connecting with Him in a relationship, to the extent automatically our chanting will become better. And so, with respect to pure chanting, it's a symbiotic process. That means we endeavor to chant purely. At the same time, we also try to serve diligently. The more we serve diligently, our chanting will become pure. The more our chanting becomes pure, the more we'll be able to serve diligently. So rather than taking one out of the other, we just see it as a part of a life of devotion to Krishna. And specifically, you know, we can at least during time of chanting try to minimize or avoid impure thoughts. So how do we do that? It's very difficult to focus on the holy name consistently. The mind will wander here and there. So what we can do is, there is the point of concentration and there is the circle of concentration. Circle of concentration means that if I can't fix the mind on the holy name, then rather than letting it wander all over the universe, I let it focus on something related with the holy name. I let it wander to something related with the holy name. So maybe you can put a picture of the deities. We can have the Hare Krishna mantra written down. We can have a picture of our spiritual master. Maybe a picture of our initiation. We can have some Tulsi Devi. We can have some impetuses, that some things which remind us of Krishna. That way, even the mind wanders away from the sound of the holy name, it will go to something connected with Krishna. And from there, it will come back to Krishna. So that way, we can see, it's like our consciousness is like a sine wave. Sometimes we feel very good, sometimes we feel very bad. So what we are trying to do is, we can't just make the consciousness suddenly a flat wave. We can try to decrease the amplitude of the sine wave. The mind is going to wander, but let it wander less. We give it some devotional avenue for wandering. And through the devotional avenue, we get it back quickly. We get it back quickly. And especially, it is very helpful to meditate, to nourish our intelligence. Jiva Goswami says that the pure devotees, they stay on the spiritual platform because of their preeti. Because they have the affection for Krishna, they have love for Krishna. But it's the sadhakas, they stay on the spiritual platform because of their buddhi. because of their intelligence. So if we regularly read about the importance of chanting, about the importance of developing a relationship with Krishna, about the importance of remembering Krishna, we nourish our intelligence. Then that nourished intelligence will be better able to focus the mind on the holy name. When the mind wanders, if our intelligence is also weak, then we'll let the mind wander. But if our intelligence is strong, we will get the mind back. It's like the chariot body analogy. If the charioteer is weak, the horses will go here and there. If the charioteer is strong, the horses will pull back. So like that, even if our mind wanders, if we are regularly hearing the philosophy, not just philosophy in general, but the philosophy about bhakti directly, about connecting with Krishna, about remembering Krishna, and that will give us the impetus to drag our mind back wherever it wanders. And purity is not, again, like a 0-1 state. It's a progression. We're slowly becoming, every day that we're chanting, we're becoming pure. Every day that we're chanting, there is purity that is happening. The sun of Krishna's love is rising in our heart. It's like in the morning, we may wake up and if we are waking up very early, it's dark, it's dark, it's dark. And then suddenly we realize, hey, it's daytime. Actually, the sun has been rising continuously. But our realization that the sun has risen, it happens at one moment. Oh, the sun has risen now. So like that, the process of bhakti is evolutionary. Every day that we are practicing, our consciousness is evolving, evolving. The process is evolutionary, the result is revolutionary. Suddenly we realize, oh, the sun has risen. Okay, this desire was tormenting me for so long, it's gone now. Become pure. So like that, purity will arise in our heart eventually. We just focus on practicing the process diligently. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.